I want to read one verse of Scripture to begin with. I'll be reading more later on. I want to read to you the formula in prayer that never fails. I want to talk to you tonight about the kind of seeking God that always wins, that never loses. This Bible is filled with, from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation, with incidents and places where people and nations followed the prescribed method and the prescription and formula that God lays out, and it has never failed. In all of the history of mankind, never once, in no case ever has it failed when the prescription is followed. It always works. It will work for anybody. It works for a family. It'll work for a nation. It works. It is God Almighty's prescription. And if you will follow it tonight, as I am going to do with God's grace, join me in a journey of following His prescription that always wins. Let's thank Him for His word tonight. Give Him the praise tonight. Hallelujah. It is found in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. If my people, God's people, who we are tonight, God's people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, don't wait for God to humble us, humble ourselves and pray and seek my face and seek His face. Not seeking anything else. Not seeking fame, fortune, wealth, money, anything else. Seek His face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. It never fails. It always works. Tonight, before I go any further in the message God has laid on my heart, I want to thank this church for praying. Thank you for praying for me, because that's why I'm here. Because I'm going to share it with you tonight, and I want to help you to come with me in the struggle for victory of following this prescription. It's what I'm doing. I want to invite you with me tonight as we take one of the great characters of the Bible and see how it worked with him. It works with everybody, and it'll work with you. Thank you. And also, I want to thank this church. Thank this church for helping in Haiti. God bless you. And my brother-in-law is a missionary to Haiti, and this church has helped their work. They have a great work in Hinch. They have 18 churches. They feed 3,000 children a day. And they have a clinic for 200 folks approximately they have in there today. And I've been in touch with them constantly, and it is unbelievable, the needs. I've never heard anything like it. And this church has really helped them in chartering the planes, sending money to help them along with others, chartering the planes to bring the food in and bring in doctors and nurses to help those dying people, starving, dying people. But thank God for His people that are rallying and that are helping, that are feeding them, that are helping them, and that are ministering to them. And God will bless you, and we're blessed in helping others. How many know that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Thank you, Pastor Carter, for your kindness to me. This man has been so good to me and so blessed to my wife and to me. And I want to thank you for it tonight. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you for praying for my wife. Now, just to take you through this, the first part of this says, for a person, if my people will humble themselves. Humility, humbling ourselves, is the first step toward getting through to God. Humble ourselves. Let's get down and be who we are and ask God to help us see the needs of our lives. I've got to humble myself, and I'm in the process of that because I know that it will work. And I'm calling on God, and you're helping me. And I've been through a real struggle, and physically and also emotionally. Over 2 weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, just after I left here, I was sitting at my desk studying, and all of a sudden I felt so terrible. My heart went acting strange, and I felt so bad. I went in, I have a blood pressure machine, and I took my blood pressure, and my pulse was 37. And, you know, it should be 60 or 70 somewhere, but when it gets into the 30s, you pass out. A lot of people do. I almost did. And I contacted my physician. Thank God for doctors. I don't see any conflict between doctors and God. The doctors use their talent to help people, and God does. God blesses doctors and helps them. Because let me tell you something. If God doesn't help you, it won't matter who the doctor is. You won't get help. He uses doctors. And thank God for it. So there's no conflict. I don't have any conflict with whatever science can do for us, because it's working for the good of humanity, and so does God. But thank God he can help doctors, and then he can even do what doctors can't do. Thank God. Isn't that great? He can do beyond that. But I contacted my cardiologist, and who I had for 20 years and in Boston, and he said, you know, it's time for you to have a pacemaker. But before I got there, my heart kept, such troubles with it. And then I got afraid. My wife and I, she went to the doctor. She has problem with her bladder and with her organs. And she went to the doctor and got a frightening report. And he said, you know, maybe there's a growth there. It's going to be a big operation. It's going to take you're going to be a long time recovering. And we got so afraid. And you say, you mean Ben Crandall get afraid? Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm no different than you are. I get bad news, it shakes me up too, you know. I don't shout over bad. I'm not that courageous a person. And we went to another doctor whom we also knew, and a urologist, and he gave her a total different report. So there are doctors and there are doctors. And he gave her, said it isn't going to be all that bad. And it wasn't. She went in for this procedure, and she went out the same day. And we saw her. I was just there yesterday in Boston with her to the doctor. And he said, you're doing wonderful. Victory. He said, success. And he said, you're fine. You don't need to see me for 3 months. Isn't that wonderful? Thank God. But through all of this and other things with the family and situations, I got frightened, fearful. Yes, I am subject to fear, but I know what to do with fear. I pray. I turn to God. I turn to this. Now, if you're here tonight and you need help and you're weighted down and you've got a problem, I want you to listen, and I want to help you. God wants to help you. God cares about you. And I want you to follow the prescription of this book And take it seriously because it works. It never fails. And God will help you as He's helping me. And that's the reason I'm here tonight. I really for a few days didn't think I would make it. And I was shaking and really in bad shape. But God touched me and helped me. And the doctor said to me, yes, you can go. Go ahead. You're going to be all right. Hallelujah. And I am all right. And they thank you, Jesus. And the last few days, I haven't had one bit of trouble. The first few days after I had this procedure and this pacemaker was put in me, this thing that keeps your heart from going too slow anymore, I really felt terrible for the first 3 days. But after that, it's cleared up. And I felt good these last few days. And I thank God. I haven't had one bit of trouble with my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for it tonight. And it's answered a prayer. And the church prayed. And the pastor had you pray. And I needed it. Now, the prescription is humble ourselves. Any bit of pride is the most dangerous thing to get in a Christian's life. Because God has said He is covenanted to bring down the proud and to lift up the humble. So which side did you rather be on? On the side of getting brought down or the side of being lifted up? It's best to humble ourselves. And I am in the process of asking God to help me understand that. Now, let me tell you something. Let me help you tonight. Ben Crandall is no different than anybody. I'm not special. I'm not special. And I ask God to forgive me for ever making out that I am. And even times when I've told stories here, I've never been, it's all the truth. Absolutely the truth. The testimonies are all the truth. But I've always been willing to take a little credit. You know, 95 for God and 5 for Ben. Yeah. And God isn't happy with that. Because it's a lie. Because it all belongs to God. And nothing to Ben Crandall. Nothing. And what's wrong with that is this. Now, listen carefully. What's wrong with that is this. Because it makes you, when you leave, say, well, you know, that Ben Crandall is something special. And look what God did for him, but he's special, so it can't happen to me. See, and it hurts your faith. So that's a lie. Ben Crandall is nothing special. I am not courageous. I am not great. I am not special in any sense of the word. I am just like you. I have the Adamic nature. I was born with it just like you were. We all have the Adamic nature. Some have it comes out in different ways in all of us, but different ones of us. But it's the same problem. And I am no different than you are. So I don't want you to think of it as me being anything special. Let me tell you. What God has done for me, He can do for anybody in this building. God is just as willing to help you tonight as He is anybody. God is as willing to help you as He is me. Just as interested in you. He is not partial. When you meet the conditions and follow the prescription, He will meet you tonight. If you've got troubles like I have had and like I have with my family and situations, and we can seek God, and God is big enough to solve any problem in this building tonight, anybody that's in here, but you've got to take God's prescription. He said, if you will humble yourself. Now, pride is the most dangerous thing in the world, and let's get rid of it. Humble yourself. and make confession and bring yourself down and acknowledge the weaknesses. Humble yourself to your wife and to your boss and to other people and take a coming down attitude, and God will see you. That's step number one. He said, if my people will humble themselves and seek my face and call on God, God is the answer tonight. Now, if you have problems, if you're faced with fears, if you're afraid of the future, afraid of losing your job, whatever the fears are, or whatever the problems are, or whatever the situation is, it really doesn't matter. Whatever the situation is, it works for a nation, it works for a family, it works for an individual. It never changes, it has never failed. It will not fail me, and it will not fail you. It has never failed. In all of my past, when I have followed that prescription, every time God has come through, and he will come through for you tonight. Now, don't think I'm something special or we pastors are something special. God will answer you just when you meet the conditions. He will answer you just as quick as he will anybody. God will answer you if you will meet the need, meet the challenge. And it takes honesty. It takes being honest. Paul said, the Bible says, and the psalmist said, David said, give me a pure heart, a true heart. I seek God in truth. The reason God will not answer you otherwise, he only works with the truth. He works with the truth. He is a true God. And you have to be truthful with God. He sees us. He sees our hearts. And many of us aren't aware of our hearts, of our own hearts. We're not aware of it. Jeremiah says, I think 17 verse 9, he says, and the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God says, I will try the reins of the heart. David said, try my heart, God, and see if there's any wicked way in me. You have to try it. Now, if you will pray an honest prayer and say, God, I want you tonight to show me anything in my heart that's hindering me from getting through to you. Anything that's wrong in my heart. Any problem that's in there that's stopping the prayers from going through, that's hindering me, I give you the permission to search my heart from top to bottom, every aspect of it. I open it to you, totally open to you. And when you do, he'll answer you. He'll answer you. And it can be painful what he says, but it's the truth. He deals with the truth. And when you bring it to him and say, whatever it is, God will cleanse you of it. Now, let me read to you one of the great servants of God and his problems and how God answered him. I'm going to turn to Psalm 51. David is praying. King David got lifted up in pride. And when he did, he fell. When he did, he fell into temptation, committed adultery. David. I mean, this is King David. This is the man that's after God's own heart. This is the man that wrote most of these more Psalms than anybody, the greatest. One, and it still is. And he is the man that Jesus Christ would be born of his seed. This man fell. David, King David, fell into immorality and committed adultery and finally murder. Committed it. And he comes to God with these sins, and he gives you the prescription of how to follow it. Have mercy upon me, O God. It's mercy we're talking about tonight. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, born with this Adamic nature, just like all of us are. And in sin my mother conceived me, born of sinful parents. Behold, you desire truth in the inner parts. Truth. And in the hidden part, you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop. That's what they use to dip in the blood of the lamb at the Passover and strike the top of the door and the two side posts. Purge me with hyssop. And he's thinking of it being dipped in the blood. And I will be cleansed. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness again, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And God hears David's honest prayer. Now, one of the great sins is the sins of the mind and the sins of the heart. People have committed adultery that never have had the actual act of committing adultery, have sinned in their mind. Jesus says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, if in your mind you commit adultery, or you lust after a person or woman or man or whatever, if you lust after them, you have committed adultery. It's the same sin as though you had committed adultery. James says in the 5th chapter, if you have hatred in your heart, you are a murderer. Your hatred is as guilty as murder. You may never have even shown it. But if you have hate towards somebody, it'll short-circuit your prayers. You cannot allow these sins of the heart. And that, you know, the heart is so deceitful. And we're deceived by it. And we hide things. Some time ago, I was praying and seeking God earnestly. And God reminded me of an attitude I had toward my wife years ago that was so ungodly. It wasn't anything you could see, but I just took an attitude that wasn't right. And I had to confess that and make that right. And to confess I was wrong in an attitude that I had a long time ago, but I'd never made it right. Because in our seeking God, he shows us. And it may be that there's an ill will. Somebody has hurt you desperately, terribly. And you have hurt and unhealed unforgiveness. But tonight, God wants to cleanse you and give you a pure heart that you can rejoice and praise him and give him the glory, because his mercy endures forever. There isn't any sins that you've got. David, the great David, had these horrendous sins, but God forgave David, blotted them out, and David became, and still is, one of the greatest men in all of human history because he was cleansed. Now, God wants to cleanse you tonight. He wants you to confess your sins. He wants you to come clean, humble yourself, and let God bring the joy. He wants you to have the victory. All he's asking of you is that you make it possible. You make it possible for God to hear you. Make it possible for God to heal you. Make it possible for God to wipe out the past. Make it possible for God to cleanse your heart. Give me a clean heart. Give me a forgiving heart. Give me a loving heart. Give me a humble heart. Jesus said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your soul. Come down and walk with Jesus and let him cleanse your heart. If there's something in you tonight, if there's some ill will, something that you've done and you have not, and don't just go by and say, no, that's nothing. Yes, it's something. Listen to the Holy Spirit and let there be a cleansing cleansing and a lifting, and let God give you the victory. It really doesn't matter how difficult the situation is. It doesn't matter how big your problem is. Jesus said man ought always pray and not faint. You need to always seek God and not faint. Don't give up. Never throw in the towel. You must never quit. I don't care how many times you've fallen back or you've failed or you've had to stop. I want you to pick it up tonight and say, I'm going to start again. And I want you to start again. God wants you to start again. God wants to give you the victory. He wants to bring you through. Hallelujah. He's giving me the victory. I'm coming through. That's why I'm here tonight. And He's going to give you the victory. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes it takes a little time for us to really seek His face the way He wants us to. But when we do, He comes through and He'll restore the joy. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. God wants to help you. God cares about you. He doesn't want that problem to sink your ship. He doesn't want you to throw in the towel. He doesn't want you to be defeated. He wants to save you and save your family and help you in this situation. He is the provider. He wants to take care of you. Let me tell you that God is good. And if you'll call on Him, He'll forgive you. He'll help you. You're no different than anyone else. And don't let the devil say He only answers prayer for special people. That's not true. That's not true. God answers prayer for anyone that'll meet the conditions. He's looking for you. He's anxious to help you. Make it possible. God can only help you if you're truthful. When you tell the truth to God, and don't hide from God, He knows it already. He waits for you to know it. And when you agree with Him and you acknowledge your mistakes and you acknowledge your failure, He'll clear it out and He'll wipe it away and He'll wash it with the blood of Jesus Christ and He'll give you power and victory. He wants you to win. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He has never failed. There's never been anyone that has sought God with all their heart and He didn't hear him. If you come His method, honest before Him, take this out of me. Take this hate out of me. Take this immoral thoughts out of me. Take this jealousy out of me. Take this envy out of me. Take this grasping out of me. Give me Your Spirit and confess to Him. Acknowledge it to Him. Don't cover it up. He knows it. He knows exactly what's wrong with all of us. And He'll show us. And then we can ask Him, wash me with Your blood. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And let His cleansing come upon you. And let His blessing come on you. And let His blessing flow down and solve the problems that we can't solve. And the situations that are too big for us, He wants them. He's calling you tonight. Hallelujah. He's as interested in you as anybody. He wants you tonight. He wants you to be honest and come to Him tonight. Hallelujah. Because His mercy endures forever. His mercy is out there tonight. The mercy of God is there. He wants to show His mercy to you. David said he called on God for His mercy. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say hallelujah. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy. Show me mercy. And God shows mercy. God shows mercy that His name may be glorified. He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. His mercy is great. He wants to have mercy on you. It's not going to justify us. As Psalm 103 says, He has not rewarded us or dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. He has removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. When you confess it, He is able to take it. He will never take it till you ask Him. He never cleanses till you ask Him. He respects you. God never does that. He never cleanses anybody that doesn't ask. He never invades your heart in any aspect that you don't invite Him. He will never come into one area of your heart that you don't let Him. But if you will let Him, He will cleanse your heart, every bit of it, and He will give you peace and joy and blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let Him tonight expose your heart to God and ask God, cleanse me. And let God, if there's any secret sin or anything that I'm holding that's wrong, that's harmful, that's separating me from You, I expose my heart to You tonight, and I ask for Your precious blood to cleanse it, and then bring the joy and the blessing and the faith and the power and the glory that You have, that You want to share with Your people. Hallelujah. He wants to do more for You than you know. He's got more blessing for His people than you know. He will bless you beyond what you know when you let Him. But you have to invite Him. You have to expose yourself to Him. You have to do like David. And when you do, He comes and He lifts you and He cleanses and He blesses and He wants to pour His Holy Spirit upon you in a great way. But you have to invite Him. You have to ask Him. He doesn't come on top of anything. He comes when He is there and your heart is right with Him. And then His mercy is poured out on us. Hallelujah. 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 Whenever we have sought God, and I have sought Him, He has always comes through. And He's helped me. That's why I'm here tonight. Folks, I wouldn't be here. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be here. But God answers prayer, your prayer and my prayer. I have really called on folks. It's been years since I felt my need of prayer like I have lately. I called Brother Dave the other day and said, Brother Dave, pray for me. Got a hold of Barbara, his secretary. I said, have Brother Dave pray. I felt my need of prayer. Because when you pray and seek His face, He comes through and He's lifted me. And that's why I'm standing here tonight. That's the only reason I'm here tonight. With this metal thing beating in my chest, hallelujah. The reason I'm here lifting Him up tonight is because you prayed. I prayed. Others prayed. And God heard prayer and lifted me up. And I'm here to praise Him tonight and to glorify Him and to humble myself and to give Him all of the praise. I want to give Him all of the praise tonight. Hallelujah. Shakababaha. Uriandaraboriapabaha. Kasedialiadaramahasitia. The devil is a liar. God's word is true. His promises are real. And He wants to help you tonight. He wants to help you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I've got another verse, a psalm to read to you tonight. Hallelujah. Psalm 136. When we get through, I want us to praise, stand and praise God with all of our heart. For one thing, you'll know what it is when I read this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of God, for His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. It's alive tonight. God's mercy is alive tonight and real. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for His mercy endures forever. It's alive and real tonight. To him alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, he made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid the earth, raised the earth out of the waters, for his mercy endures forever. He made the world. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun that he made to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. He made the sun for mercy. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. That stars and the moon and the sun are saying, God's mercy endures forever. Just like I come up and shine, his mercy shines. His mercy warms. His mercy heals. His mercy helps. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, he saved the nation. For his mercy's sake, he saved them, because it's forever. With a strong hand and a stretched out arm, his mercy endures forever. His arm is stretched out tonight, and it's forever, and it's stretched out. To him that divided the Red Sea in two, because his mercy endures forever. And made Israel pass through, his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his armies in the Red Sea, and his mercy endures forever. Who led the people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures. Who slew the famous kings, for his mercy is forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, because his mercy endures forever. And Og of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land for heritage, his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Who remembers us in our lowly state? Who remembers us because of his mercy endures for us? And he rescues us from our enemies. He rescues us from our enemies. He rescues us from our enemies, from the devil and from all of the enemies, because his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all the world, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Could you stand up with me and praise him tonight? Lift your voice, because he's got mercy. Put up your hands. His mercy.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah, Lamb of God. We bless your holy name. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Beloved, you're here in the service tonight. You've heard the word of God. And the altar call this evening is for those in the sanctuary and in the education annex. You can honestly say, I'm in a battle that's too big for me. Whether it's a sin issue, whether it's a despair in your heart, whether it's fear of the future, whatever it is, you try to solve it in your own strength, you're not going to make it through. But if you and I have the courage to say, God, I can't get through this on my own, we have the humility to finally admit it. Because one of the dilemmas of the fallen nature that we all have is the desire to be God to ourselves. And until that is broken, God can't be God to us. But the moment we're willing to step out and say, this marriage struggle I'm in, whatever your situation might be, is too much for me. The issues of my own heart are too strong. This bitterness that I'm fighting against is going to swallow me unless God gives me the victory. Whatever it is that you're fighting in your mind and in your heart, the willingness we heard tonight to just be humbled before a holy God and say, Lord, I can't fight this. And God, I thank you so much that you didn't call me to fight it. You won the victory for me. And if I will acknowledge my need, I will find you to be a God of great mercy. That's what you're going to find tonight. If you have the courage to step out of wherever you are, Brother Crandall will come back in a moment to pray for you. But if you and I could just have the courage, whatever you're in tonight, whatever struggle you're fighting, whatever battle has come against you, and you find that you're just not going to get through in your own strength, would you just slip out of wherever you are, make your way to this altar, please, right at this moment, and let's truly believe God for the miracle of mercy, the absolute miracle of God's mercy, touching your life one more time so that the testimony is not about you or me. The testimony is about Jesus Christ. It's about the mercy of God. And when you get to the end of this journey, whatever it is you're on tonight, and somebody says, how did you get through? How did you change? Mercy. The mercy of God endures forever. God's mercy touched my life. Just slip out wherever you are. Annex will wait for you. Make your way. Move in close, please. Let those that are making their way here get to this altar. We're going to believe God for a miracle this evening. Let's worship together as people are coming.
There isn't anything that God can't do. There isn't any sins that He can't forgive. He can wash you and forgive you, and He loves you with an everlasting love. His mercy is as powerful tonight as it was when He created the sky, the sun, and the moon. It's as powerful as it was when He delivered the children of Israel. It's as great as it was when He cleansed David, who cried and confessed to Him. And if you will call upon Him tonight with all of your heart, He is here to help you tonight. And put your hands up toward Him, if you will, and call on His name, and I'm going to pray with you, and we agree tonight for His forgiveness, for His cleansing, that He will lift the load. I'm going to ask Him to give you the courage to don't let you look at the circumstances. It said, look and seek His face. Look at the Lord tonight. Take your eyes off the problem tonight and fasten them on the answer. Hallelujah. Shababariyama kadiadiadadadadabahasitiya. Look away from the problem to the answer. Look in the face of Jesus tonight. There's an answer. I don't care what it is, whatever your situation is. Jesus is the answer. And let's call on Him together. Let's lift our voice to Him right now in a prayer. Father, we call upon You. We ask You to cleanse us. And Father, let folks acknowledge and admit whatever their needs are. But God, we ask You to lift us tonight. God, meet these needs. Let them see. And let them walk out of here realizing the answer is in the Lord. And they're trying to solve a problem that they can't. That's too big for You. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. Let's say it together. Jesus is the answer. Say it again. Jesus is the answer. Again, Jesus is the answer. Now I thank You for it. I thank You. I thank You for it. I thank You. I'm going to walk out of here thanking You. I have Jesus, and He is my answer. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.